We've got Fareham 281896 for that one, and lovely. It's Sylvia. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
A couple more then.
And Andy, hello.
Hello.
Your number?
Woodley Hills 54763.
54763.
That's right.
Got there. Okay, what have you got?
I've got a 24-inch black and white television.
Yes.
With indoor aerial.
Yes.
And I'd like a set of remote-control disco turntables.
You want what? A set of
remote-control disco turntables.
Remote-control disco turntables, yes. You got a disco, have you?
Well,
you're going to have one. Yes, you want to have one. Yeah. Ah, all right. So we've got a 24-inch black and white television with an indoor aerial. Someone earlier was wanting one of those, but unfortunately I don't think they've got any disco turntables. and you want a set of remote-controlled disco turntables. I've got two lovely ones on either side of me here, but I can't really give them away. All right. Waterlooville 54763.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
One more for luck. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Chrissy.
You just made it.
Yes.
What's your number?
Emsworth 5385.
5385, yes.
Yes, I've got a round dining room table. It's white melamine. And I've got the wall unit to match. And I'd like a bigger dining room table, a teak one.
A teak?
I'd like a teak one.
Yes, you want a teak one.
Yes.
You've got a round dining room table in what wood?
It's the melamine, you know, the white.
Yes.
With the four chairs.
White, with four chairs.
And the matching wall unit.
Wall unit, lovely. And you want the same thing in teak, really?
Well, I don't want a wall unit, no. I just want a bigger dining room table, because the one I've got only seats four.
Mm-hmm.
And I want a bigger one, you know.
Understand. All right, Jackie's on Emsworth 5385, if anyone can help. Okay, Jackie.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There we are then. Didn't we do well? Got through quite a lot, and we'll do it all again next week.
This week, the Daily Star's boosting all that's best in Britain. Win 30 British cars, Minis, Maxis, Marinas, Allegros, Dolomites and a Super Jag. Win great British holidays. Take the family to Butlins. Lauded at Longleat, sail in the QE2. Fly Concorde home. See the best of British sport. Win a day at the Derby, Wimbledon, Wembley. Win barons of British beef, hundreds of British pints and 10,000 cuppers. Every day's a winner with the Daily Star.
Come on!
Britain's best buy for late news and sports results.
Saltash, Mayflower Street, Plymouth. Crown for carpets.
Okay, Joan, I'm back to you now, love. Honey?
Yeah?
I've just been advised that the service given on the show you heard before was only concerning the frames, not the lenses.
Oh, I see.
You can see how dangerous that would be.
Yes.
Because only opticians and qualified people like that can prescribe lenses. So what I think you might do is simply to get in touch with a local optician, if you have one.
Yes.
Or whoever looked after your father's eyes.
Yes.
And say, well, are these of any use to perhaps a pensioner or somebody with a similar eye condition?
Mm.
Okay, love?
Yes, okay, then.
But I found that out during the break, that apparently only the frames were used.
Oh, I see. Only I know when my grandmother died, we managed to get rid of hers, you know, and somebody came and took her glasses.
Yes.
So obviously they must take the lens out then and perhaps just use the frames, you know.
Well, that makes sense too, doesn't it?
Yes. I know sometimes they use them for the underdeveloped countries and that, you know, they take them out to those sort of places.
Yes, that's ringing a bell now, but I haven't got the contact information. Perhaps it'll come in and I'll be able to let you have it on the air.
Yes.
But as far as the lenses go,
I
would simply go direct to the optician who looked after your father and say, well, are these likely to be of any use to other people who need the same prescription?
Yes. Okay.
All right, darling?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Bassett.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Gwen. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, David. Going back to Joan's call now, she's quite right, and I think they do send them lenses and all to some of the underdeveloped countries, and I think Oxfam or any of the international relief organisations would probably tell her where to send them. I think it's a principle of, obviously it's not ideal, but for those people suffering from bad eyesight in these countries, it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it is lenses as well, not frames, to those international relief organisations.
But it is very dangerous, of course, To say, I've got some glasses here that I don't want.
Yeah, but if she handed them over to one of the relief organisations, obviously it would be up to them to sort out and to the medical people in the field.
Yes, but
to
then
sort out.
Her late father's optician would know all about that, probably, wouldn't he?
Well, I don't think they're as specific as that. When people are suffering, you know, from very bad sight, as they are in some of these countries due to malnutrition and what have you.
Ah, we've just heard also, and we're grateful to a listener for calling this news in, that the Royal Eye Infirmary might be interested. So, Joan, perhaps you'd like to give them a buzz as well.
Mm. Well, that seems to sort that one out. I'm on about the spaying of cats again, David. I
yes.
don't want to be a bore, but I've still got some funds left. So anybody who's got... And it doesn't have to be somebody wanting to home or rehome a female cat. It could be their own cat. And there isn't any means test, though obviously I would prefer if they can really afford it to pay for it themselves and have it done. But if they're unwilling to spend the money, then I'm still prepared to pay for their cat to be sprayed.
That's very good. Gwen, contact number again, please.
21612.
Yes?
And I'll man the line from 9 until 11 tomorrow morning.
9 to 11 tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. but not this morning.
Not this morning,
9 to 11 tomorrow, 21612. You know, very kindly offering to pay the costs of spaying a cat to anybody who can't afford it.
That's right. Or even if they can't afford it, but are unwilling to spend it that way. In the interest of keeping down the cat population, I'll pay for it anyway. But I would much prefer that they, if they own a cat at all, are conscientious enough to have it done if they can afford it. But if they can't or are unwilling to, then I will.
Right, Gwen. You're very kind. 21612. Let's hope people have made a note of that number and we'll give you a buzz between 9 and 11, not this morning, but tomorrow morning.
Many thanks, David.
Okay, Gwen.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Plymouth Sound time, 6 minutes past 11. Good morning, Terry. Would you go ahead, please?
Good morning, David. Yes, I have a grumble. Yesterday morning, you had on the phone one of the single-parent families asking for Jumbo. I phoned the number immediately afterwards, asked when they could collect Jumbo, and they said they asked my address. I told them. They said they would come round last night. So I gave up an hour of an important job I was doing to turn out clothes, books, magazines, littered the place with them, and nobody came.
Yes, this is the sort of thing that I loathe hearing, honey. But we do hear it from time to time. So all I can hope is that the girl who called and who sounded melancholy because she hadn't got much response before is listening now and has made a note of your number and will call you and say, I'm terribly sorry about this. We'll be round in half an hour or at 3 o'clock this afternoon or whenever.
Mm. Yes, well, I just thought I'd tell you because, you know, it's very aggravating when you give up. I was doing a particularly important job and I thought, heavens, poor souls, you know.
Yes, and you were kind enough to go to that trouble and you were let down, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, exactly. I mean, another thing, I was asked out for a drink last evening, you know, Halloween, and I didn't go. I thought, no, I must stay in for these people. I've done this now, you know.
Yes, Terry, I'm glad you've called on the one hand. Sorry that you've had to call on the other. And I only hope that the girl who called asking for Jumbo, she hadn't had much of a response the first time round, is now listening and has a note of your number.
Mm.
And
okay.
will call you.
I do,
in the meantime, could I thank you very much, at least for your kindness.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Plymouth Sound time is now 8 minutes past 11 o'clock. We have a line clear, 27651. Ellis, go ahead, please. Well, if you hear me, would you speak? Olive. Hello, Olive. Sorry, love.
Oh, that's all right. I'm phoning about that young lady that has the service automatic.
Yeah.
I don't want to put cold water on her hopes, but...